the essay that shook me up, that has challenged me the most, that I have not known even how to begin sharing with students. It's such a difficult, it's such a simple essay, and such a difficult essay, and it's called The Work of Local Culture. Mm. And the essay starts with soil being made in a bucket. And it's a soil being made in a bucket, in an old bucket in Kentucky. And he uses that story to say that we human beings, to answer his own question, what are people for? We human beings have no more important task to do than to keeping our soil regenerated, our physical soil, and the culture that knows how to sustain that soil in place. Mm. And wow, nobody in all the years that I ever was in a classroom said that. I heard peasants saying that. Mm-hmm. But I dismissed it as peasant common sense. But for Wendell Berry to say, to use that story of that bucket making soil, doing nothing. It's just a rusting bucket that's hanging on a fence. And over years is doing the most miraculous thing, and that's soil making. Mm. And it's doing it effortlessly because there's no human intervention. Nobody has decided to destroy that bucket or to send it to a landfill, even though it's rusting. And then Wendell Berry goes on to say, it is irresistibly metaphorical. It is doing in a passive way what a human community must do actively and thoughtfully. A human community too must collect leaves and stories and turn them into account. It must hold soil and build that memory of itself in lore and story and song. That will be its culture. These two kinds of accumulation of local soil and local culture are intimately related and the most important task for any people to do. And it was these lines, grappling with these lines year after year in the classroom with students who had never heard mention of soil. We thought that the whole point of going to school was never to have soil in our fingers, that our fingers and our nails would always be kept clean. That's why you went to school, to escape the drudgery and the dreary lives of our ancestors who were people of the soil, who belong to soil cultures.